Hello, respected viewers. So welcome back to my channel. Anyway, in this video, I'm talking about the Irish border situation. So the Rwanda plan, that's the United Kingdom's plan to send illegal immigrants claiming asylum to Rwanda for their claims to be processed and be told that if you do get asylum, it'll be there, never in the UK. That's supposedly going to come to fruition in July. And so some people who came to the United Kingdom illegally claimed asylum have already left the United Kingdom and gone to the Republic of Ireland. So Rishi Sunak is clapping his hands with elation because the Rwanda plan is already paying off without having deported a single person to Rwanda. So why is it they're going to the Republic of Ireland? Obviously very easy to reach because they're in the United Kingdom, these refugees, mostly arriving in Southeast England, crossing the border, crossing the sort of maritime border from France. And then they can go to Northern Ireland by plane, by bus, obviously has to go onto a ferry. And once they're in Northern Ireland, they can cross the border into the Irish Republic. And there's obviously no border checks, no police officer, apparently no surveillance cameras anywhere, any of these days. I haven't crossed that border in quite a few years. I do remember going there in the days of the Troubles, when obviously there were roadblocks and there were soldiers in combat gear and so on. And I'm very glad those days are over. But they can cross the border by train, bus, bicycle, on foot, horseback, private car, anything. I don't think you can actually fly. There did used to be flights from Derry to Kerry in the 1980s, but that airline folded very quickly. And then they're in the Republic of Ireland, and indeed they're in the European Union. And this is an increasing headache for the Irish government. So obviously, you know, we, whether I'm talking about a citizen of the Irish Republic or the United Kingdom, don't want illegal immigration. I mean, obviously, they're not like monsters, people who do this. So what are we going to do? So the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, only been in the job about a month. This is Landon Hazidin Tracy, who want to deport them back to the United Kingdom. In the UK, we can't say we accept them. Well, obviously, these people could be forced onto a bus, handcuffed, pushed over the border, and there's nothing to stop them turning around and coming right back again. So it's a bit tricky. We'd like the United Kingdom to accept them and therefore hold these people in detention centres or keep them by saying, we're going to pay you benefits if you're here or something. So what to do? Because the United Kingdom wants to deport people who arrived illegally from France. Often they've come through several countries. They've come from Afghanistan, Syria, Iran, Pakistan, Sudan, various other countries, and arrived in France, often having passed through other very safe countries like Spain, Italy, Greece, Romania, Hungary, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, wherever. And so they're asylum shopping for the place that's most likely to accept them. The thing is, the United Kingdom has a very high rate of acceptance of asylum claims. And I know people who work in this sector, translating to other things. So why do they want to come to the United Kingdom rather than another very safe country like France? Partly they have a very high chance their claim being accepted. Moreover, it's an Anglophone country, surprise, surprise. And the foreign language they're most likely to have learnt is English. Same is true of the Irish Republic. Another thing is, maybe the benefit system is more generous, no compulsory ID cards. So if you're wandering around here illegally, the police aren't going to say, stop, show me your ID card and realise who you are and lock you up, boot you out, anything like that. They might have friends and relatives in the UK. The UK's job markets, plenty of vacancies to people to work illegally or illegally. So sometimes people are allowed to await their claim at home. They're not all penniless. Most of them are, but some are actually affluent and can live in some comfort. But some of them are held in detention centres. So it's tricky. So the United Kingdom says we must solve it in a holistic manner. We will take back those people who crossed into the Irish Republic illegally on condition that France takes those who crossed into our country illegally. And the French are being somewhat cooperative, and the United Kingdom is paying them to do so to stop them crossing the English Channel in these small boats, one of which sank a few days ago and five people got killed. So Rishi Sunak said that Labour, the Liberal Democrats, the SNP, they've tried every single trick in the book. They've delayed this. They've done everything they can to put roadblocks, to prevent the United Kingdom controlling its own borders, to prevent illegal immigration, to prevent people trafficking and modern slavery being tackled. And those five people who died is partly because of those opposition parties who blocked the Rwanda plan. They wouldn't have drowned in Rwanda. And in fact, they probably wouldn't have come over with the Rwanda plan. And the French are doing their bit. I saw footage of French police holding a dinghy before it took off so they just couldn't leave and so on. So and there's been some success with getting people deported to Albania, paying the Albanian government to say, yeah, we'll take these people back promptly. So if you have a well-founded fear of persecution, want to claim asylum, you know, you could move to the neighboring country. Often there are illegal economic migrants at least partly or wholly. And I can't entirely blame them. I put myself in the position of a penniless person in which other less economic developed country. I say, I'll move to an affluent country like the United Kingdom, like the Republic of Ireland, and come on, it's a victimless crime. I'm not doing any harm. Everyone's got the right to seek a better life. But obviously it's very, very dangerous crossing these small boats, these dinghies, and they can be swamped, they can capsize, they're not seaworthy, they don't always have life belts, some of them can't swim, people are taking their children, toddlers, babes in arms sometimes, so it's extremely irresponsible. Now, Ben Habib of Reform UK says, well, I would give them another dinghy to get back to France if it's sinking. What do they deliberately hold that one? So they get rescued with the Royal Navy saying, well, he'd let it sink, he'd let them drown. And I think that's a bit too harsh. Goodness, we don't want people to die. We can't let them drown. Some of them are babies. It's not their fault what their parents have done. So it's a very thorny issue. Now, of course, Brexit took place not long ago. There were very fraught negotiations about that. The Republic of Ireland want to make sure that there was a soft border. People go back and forth for work. Goods and services cross that border without any inspections, which is why Northern Ireland's goods and services must be in conformity with the European Union regulations. So they'll be acceptable in the Irish Republic and indeed the whole European Union. But no inspections there. Inspections of goods and services coming from Great Britain to Northern Ireland, even though Northern Ireland's within the United Kingdom. But for economic purposes, it still counts as part of the EU. Anyway, so it's like our government in Ireland is trying to have it both ways, to say we want a soft border and a hard border at the same time. How do we square that circle? I don't know. So the guards could be up there, and they can choose to stop some people. But is that the breach of the Brexit agreement? I mean, maybe it is. Incidentally, a lot of people don't seem to realise the Brexit trade agreement was only for 5 years initially, including this protocol, after which it can be reviewed. Now it could be extended on the very same terms, maybe even made permanent. But it's not automatic that's going to happen. And the incoming government, almost certainly a Labour administration at Westminster level, is going to have to thrash this out with the European Union, particularly the Republic of Ireland. Now, the European Union does have its own border force, does have funds, and it could do more to help the Republic of Ireland, who's in this invidious situation. Other EU countries have seen huge influxes of illegal immigration, like Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Estonia, Finland in the last few years, deliberately orchestrated by Russia as a way to penalise them for supporting freedom in Ukraine and other countries. Spain, Portugal, Greece, all these Mediterranean countries, they've had to deal with lots of people crossing the Mediterranean Sea illegally, more than they can handle. So it's curiously ironic that our government in Dublin is now saying, oh, well, you know, we must be firm on this border and prevent people coming in illegally, when, of course, it was the Irish government's insistence that this not happen, that their people be able to move freely without any inspections across the border. It's happened. Goodness, because, you know, even in the Troubles, you didn't have to have an ID document to go back and forth. Everyone could go back and forth. Just the British Army, the Royal Ulster Constabulary, and so on were there to inspect people to see that there weren't wanted terrorists, there weren't guns or bombs or whatever going back and forth. Even before that, in the 60s, even before either the UK or the Irish Republic was a member of the European Economic Community, there was a free trade agreement so that goods and services could go back and forth without any hindrance, and that they were all in consonance with the regulations, the common regulations on many things. So how's it going to be thrashed out? Seems to be sort of a success for the Conservatives. Simon Harris, he can sort of play hardball on this one and say, well, we'll hurt you in the next trade negotiations to extend the Brexit agreement. So anyway, don't expect Rishi Sunak to want to capitalise on this one, because he sees that he's offloading a problem on the Republic of Ireland and laughing about it. But I don't think it's a matter for either side to gloat. I mean, it doesn't have to be a zero-sum game. Both can gain. So you shouldn't cross into a country illegally. That's a crime. There's a 1951 Refugee Convention that apparently says if you've got no other way to enter lawfully, then you can enter unlawfully. But you don't have a way to enter lawfully. You apply for a visa, tourist visa, business visa, tourist visa, or sorry, a student visa. You might get rejected. Tough. If you get rejected, tough. That's it. You have been rejected. Every country has the right to determine its own immigration policy, including for temporary stays. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Toodaloo.